Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on X at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 9th of March, 2024, and the title of today's show is Astrology, Royal Family, and State of the Union. So I want to start with something rather more esoteric than my usual coverage of the news. It's really interesting because it's very indicative of kind of a higher view of what's going on in the world today, much more spiritual view and esoteric, as I said. And it's an article, a reading, by my favourite astrologers. This is starseedastrology.com, and I've shared some of their readings before. They really do tap into the astrology of the political world, which I find very insightful. And this particular one I really wanted to share with you because it's very uplifting in my opinion. And the title is Solar Eclipse 19 Degrees Aries, The Blood of the Lamb. America has suffered greatly, and so has the whole world, because of the evil effects of our first ever Pluto return. But this April the 8th, through the new moon, total solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries, we will triumphantly enter our long-awaited first light time that will break the darkness of America's Plutonian dark night of the soul. Since time immemorial, Aries has been represented by a ram, of which the lamb is its innocent infant version. The 19th degree of Aries esoterically governs the blood of the lamb in a profound astro-spiritual sense, and since this eclipse is a definite time of divine intervention, we predict great international themes of healing, rebirth, renewal, and transformation through the direct influence of the Good Shepherd. Because this eclipse will align perfectly to Chiron, one of the Father's celestial healing forces, it will create a powerful new healing effect on Earth that will save life from death while avenging many great ongoing evils. War. Aries is the zodiac's house of war, and one might think that an eclipse in this house heralds new war. To those who intuit this way, we say that you are right. This eclipse is a sign that heaven's war against satanic forces on Earth will soon be escalating dramatically and in favour of humanity, with Archangel Michael to have a shining role in the victories, defences and healing processes to come. The divine war against evil will escalate through the opening of cosmic seals at the 19th degree of Aries in governing firmaments across the globe. As these seals are opened, we will see tide-turning events manifesting against demonic militaries, subversive political and cultural aggressors, and those who have conspired to damage the world through medical and economic means. This is an eclipse of reckoning and revenge according to the measurements and judgments of God. Holy fires will soon be burning in places of greatest need. Healing. Paradoxically, this eclipse will also usher in a precious new wave of healing and reconstruction into our lives, as it will rarely occur in perfect conjunction to Chiron, the chief healing deity at the Olympic level of celestial government. A great amplification of Chiron's healing influence will be cast into this world including and especially in urgent, time-sensitive, life-saving ways. I had a vision of a doorway being opened before a dark human silhouette who was suffering. When the door was open, bright light filled the doorframe. The person walked through and successful healing was achieved on the other side. We will each be presented with new paths and means of definite God-blessed healing to accept. When the eclipse comes, simply walk through the doors that open to you. No one is spared and all are invited into the new healing light. But also know that this is a fateful time to change and transform out of negative ways with health or bad habits that impact health for the sake of healing and renewal. Reconstruction. This eclipse will also usher in a 2-year cycle of economic reconstruction on the macro and micro levels. This influence can be seen through the semi-sextile that the eclipse will make to Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, the two planets most chiefly connected to beneficial economic developments on Earth and for humanity. In our personal lives, we will be presented with new pathways of economic reconstruction that, if accepted, will lead to new economic stability, power, and potential. Unforeseen changes, transformations, and revelations will often drive new economic healing processes ahead. Although there will be a certain financial earthquake this year, I encourage my readers to take heart that despite certain hardships ahead, a greater cycle of economic ascension is opening. Be patient with the process, as seeds can't be rushed to bloom. But read the signs on the wall and go into the new ways of gold that God confirms. Military. As Aries governs the military dimension of life, we can expect dramatic, beneficial, and miraculous changes in this realm over the next 2 years, a process of Aryan alchemy that will prepare us for the world-transforming transits of Saturn and Neptune in Aries, which commence jointly in February of 2026. More specifically, this eclipse will effect a process of transformation that converts military missions from killing and chaos into defense and healing. We will see God's hand working through active forms of military crisis in the months ahead. Militaries have been exploited, abused, and used for evil, but this eclipse marks a time of pivotal change for the better. Secrets that have been contained or suppressed in the military sphere are soon to burst out into the global commons. There are secret heroes that we will learn about and secret missions that will be brought into the light. Songs will be sung for heroes unknown. Powers. The blood of the Lamb, degree of Aries, resonates with new powers and new transformations that occur through their bestowal or acquisition. People who serve God and the collective good of humanity will be receiving new powers over the next 2 years in such ways that amplify the success of their work, their ability to heal, and their spiritual missions on earth. Courage and leadership, two classical virtues of Aries, must be developed and expressed at higher levels as the new powers come and as planetary transits advance. A stripping of power will also be experienced by the demon class on Earth, who have abused power in cruel, subversive, and evil ways. Inner powers that have laid dormant will be activated by the eclipse magic, while necessary healings for full power manifestation occur. Divine experiences with new healers will abound as a new environment of medical discovery, success, and innovation take life. Nineveh. It is true that this eclipse will trace over 8 Ninevehs in the USA and Canada when it comes, so we think that God is calling global attention to the historical Nineveh, an ancient Assyrian capital city that scholars have accurately described as a mighty kingdom of war, terrorism, cruelty, bloody victories, and sudden defeat. We think that this eclipse signals the doom of the modern-day Nineveh, whose location we will leave for our readers to intuit. Here are the states where Nineveh is located in the USA: Indiana, Missouri, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia. There is also a Nineveh in Nova Scotia. In ancient times, God overthrew this demonically warlike kingdom of darkness, and we think that this will happen again. The story of Nineveh teaches us that God has full power over evil, and that he does justice and revenge in his wise time and way. We think that this Aries eclipse marks such a time, and we welcome it. Enemies. We further predict that this eclipse will have devastating effects on satanic leadership, with emphasis on upper echelon hierarchies, organizations, and personnel. We see the heads of serpents being slashed off their bodies, with the Aries eclipse being symbolized by a sword that is held by an extremely powerful heavenly figure. We are going to see great turmoil within their ranks, to the extent that profound forms of surrender, confession, and cooperation begin to happen in dramatic ways that turn the tides of global war and quest for control. There are leaders and controllers on the dark side that we are not fully aware of, but this eclipse will bring the secret leaders, networks, and hierarchies of Satan to light, a process which will precede crushing defeats on their hideous side. We'll be able to see the spiritual warfare with great new clarity and awe through the alchemy of this eclipse. Now we see aboard, they are checkmated. Rebirth. Rebirth of the self for the good and divine is a major eclipse theme to be aware of. This eclipse will usher in great new energy and momentum that should be used to advance next-level personal changes and transformations that advance healing, empowerment, enrichment, spirituality, and positive global impact. We sense that we should all be focused on rising above things that have confined or restricted us, especially on the personal, spiritual, and psychological levels, so that we conquer our shadows and transform into our highest self like a phoenix rising from the ashes of the old. This is a time to reclaim and project personal power on individual and concentrated collective levels to advance divine global change. Warrior, leader, and trailblazer transformations are a part of this. Divine callings of leadership are coming. Be strong, confident, and faithful if and when yours comes. Also be ready to recognize and receive your new battle buddies. Immunities. The 19th degree of Aries has a mystical connection to poisons and immunities, so we predict great activity on these levels in months ahead, with emphasis on new poison awareness, defense, and eradication, as well as the development of wonderful new immunities through processes of science, spirit, magic, and mystery. Go the way of new immunities that begin to show in your life. Make time to study and apply new methods of detoxification that are presented to you post-eclipse. Be innovative, entrepreneurial, and business-minded with new breakthroughs in medicine and healing science. High-level barriers to mass healing will be coming down within the next 2 years, so be ready to venture into new frontiers of healing potential, service, science, and investment. God will be teaching us how to develop new resilience and immunity to evil and disease so that we can heal on personal and social levels. Apply the cures in action. Soul speak. This eclipse will unlock profound new depths of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and paranormal sense with respect to our souls. We're entering an extremely unique astrological cycle where the tapping of new soul power and reinvigorated willpower will be like master keys to new success in life. Concentrate on soul healing, soul growth, and soul power expression in times ahead, because this is where the godlight will be cast. Find your inner God-given power and use it in ways that you never have before, as this will hasten the arrival of heaven on earth, which we can all have a hand in if we so choose. New enlightenment on our individual soul missions and histories will also come forward in ways that will be emotionally intense and transformational in purpose. New soulmate connections from past lives will soon become mysteriously abundant. Recognize what is sacred and proceed accordingly. Severance. Just as surely as Aries governs swords and weaponry, this eclipse cycle will manifest a theme of spiritually vital severance in our lives. We've repeatedly seen the imagery of swords slashing at things that harm and contain us from the higher things and divine order that God wills. Therefore, we predict a powerful theme of severance and sudden disconnection from things in our lives that must go or end at this time for the will of God to be done and for our highest interest to be served. We especially sense this on the employment, relationship, and locational levels. If a major severance occurs in your life with or shortly after the eclipse, spend time contemplating the spiritual reason why. We also sense an eclipse theme of allies being hidden on the enemy side who will emerge with special forms of aid to enable impossible successes. Infiltration works both ways, after all. Honour to the clandestine heroes behind enemy lines. Warrior mode. If there was ever a time to be in warrior mode, it is now. God will be granting warrior enhancements through this eclipse so that we can each be more effective warriors of light, truth, justice, and universally beneficial outcomes. New battles for power and control will be breaking out at all tiers of society. Warriors of the light will be favoured. This is a time to be fearless in action, deed, and purpose, as divine protections will be granted to heroes, heroines, and those who step up in service of righteous causes. This includes defectors from the enemy side who turn to the light. More than ever before, we must be what is missing in this world. There is great reward in doing so. Be ready to charge hard when God gives you your opening. This is a time of historic breakthroughs and victories, so take your place in them. Purge the seven deadly sins to climb higher on your warrior path. The new earth is born on April 8th, 2024. So I hope you'll agree that that is a very uplifting reading in terms of what's to come. And the reason I like these astrologers, Sal and Amari, so much is because they've been consistently accurate in predictions that things will happen in the political world. And it's really interesting to see how the astrological movements line up with what we're seeing roll out here. And we always say God wins. So I think we're seeing actual evidence of this play out, I'm very glad to say. Now, I am going to cover a bit more on the astrological front in a few minutes, but as an introduction to that, I want to share something from Ben Fulford's weekly report this week, which relates again to the royal family, and I covered quite a bit on this subject last show. The title of the report is "The Black Sun Organization Issues Ultimatum: Announce World Federation or Face Nuclear Holocaust." Facing a comprehensive military and geopolitical defeat, the Black Sun Organization, the ultimate controllers of the Western military-industrial complex, have issued an ultimatum to Asian secret societies. They must either agree to a world federation or face all-out nuclear war. This ultimatum came from Vincenzo Mazzara, a cavalier of the Teutonic Knights and senior Black Sun officer. It comes in the wake of a comprehensive purge of high-level Khazarian mafia leaders and military defeat in Ukraine. The KM and the Black Sun were working on a long-term plan that involved using Ukraine to destroy Russia and break it up into several vassal states. After this, they planned to invade China and divide it into five warring states. Then they were going to appoint their messiah as a Babylonian-style world god-king dictator. The White Dragon Society and their Asian allies stopped them dead in their tracks. They now face bankruptcy of the West, total military defeat, and a continuing purge of their high-level leadership. That is why the Black Sun now agrees to a multipolar new and fair world arrangement. However, the battle is not over yet. To understand what we are dealing with, we need to realise the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the BIS, the IMF, the World Bank, etc., are privately owned non-government organisations. The same people who own them own 90% of major corporations. The majority of the countries of the world do not control their own natural resources. The oligarchs control all the visible leaders. The leaders are not employees of the people, they are employees of the oligarchs, says Calin Georgescu, former president of Europe for Club of Rome and top UN official. Slavery never disappeared, it is more powerful than ever through brainwashing, he adds. These people intended to turn the entire planet into a human-animal farm controlled by members of their tribe. Let me make this clear. These people are not Jews. They are Satanists. There is no mention of the word Jew in the Bible, only the synagogue of Satan. To enter their group as high-level servants, 33rd degree Freemasons need to go through a ceremony where they torture a child to death and consume its blood. These oligarchs, all of them, are related to the system of pedophilia, because we know that there are more than 8 million children per year who disappear without any information. This criminal act is transhumanism, Georgescu confirms. And this actually lines up with all the attempts to normalize pedophilia that we're seeing in, well, across the Western world. Since ancient times, the elites have been sacrificing their children to Lord, in other words, Baal. Many elites had children who died mysteriously because they were sacrificed. Madeleine McCann was George Soros's biological daughter, who was raised by his cult to be sacrificed in a ritual, a Canadian Secret Intelligence Service source says. Now, I have to say I'm not sure about that because, well, certainly about the George Soros connection. I'm very familiar with the Madeleine McCann case because her family lived in Leicester, which is very close to where I lived for many years. And so it was very much headline news. And if you're not familiar with the story, Madeleine McCann disappeared when her family was on holiday in Portugal, and this is probably more than 10 years ago, and she was never found. The odd thing is the way the parents behaved after her disappearance on many media interviews. And it's interesting because the guy called Clement Freud, who was a famous, I think he was a TV chef, he was related to Sigmund Freud, the psychologist, and he had a villa very close to where the McCanns were staying. And he was outed as a pedophile at some point. I can't remember when exactly. And oddly enough, he invited the McCanns over to his villa, which is very odd, extremely odd. And also, there was an identikit picture released of two men who were seen in the vicinity of the abduction who very closely resemble the Podestas, Tony and John Podesta, who have been linked to Pizzagate. John Podesta, of course, was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and Tony Podesta, I believe, is a lobbyist. So very close ties to the satanic ritualistic crew that we've become so familiar with. I just wanted to share that story if you weren't familiar with it. Obviously, it originated in the UK, but it still has a lot of media coverage, even in the US. So continuing on, and this is where we get to the information about the royal family. I wanted to just give you some context to it before we got there. The WDS, White Dragon Society, and other white hat groups have been taking the top Satanists out at an accelerating pace. In the past 2 months, King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. Queen Camilla has cancelled all public appearances. Crown Prince William has vanished. Well, not completely. He just disappeared when he should have been attending a memorial service. I covered that last week. Sarah, Duchess of York, was diagnosed with skin cancer. Prince Edward is stepping back from royal duties. Kate Middleton, that's the Princess of Wales, married to Prince William, has had abdominal surgery and has not been seen since December. Thomas Kingston, who married into the British royal family, died suddenly and rather mysteriously from a head wound. There were people saying that, or there are officials implying that it was suicide. I'm not too sure about that. Jacob Rothschild died. The King of Norway was rushed to hospital with an infection. Pope Francis was rushed to the hospital. The Queen of Denmark announced shock abdication. Two black horses were spotted with a captured white horse and black flag outside Buckingham Palace. The custom of royal riders is to never bring a white horse without the presence of the king and queen. The presence of a white horse means the presence of the king. When King Charles is not present in this cavalry, it means that he is dead, an MI6 source says. Since this happened when the death of Jacob Rothschild was announced, it implies he was the real King of England. We have also been informed by Polish intelligence that Prince William is really the son of Jacob Rothschild. And it shows some photos showing some definite similarities between Prince William and Rothschild. The Rothschilds, Roth equals red, Shield equals shield of Satan, are all being hunted down by the Gnostic Illuminati. The current head of the British and French branches of the Rothschild family, David René de Rothschild, contacted the WDS to say his family wanted to surrender and that their only demand was that they not be killed. Now, I'm not going to continue with this any longer. There's a rather horrific tale about Queen Elizabeth and her involvement in satanic ritual abuse and sacrifice. And I don't want to upset people with the graphics of it, but, you know, we've had stories about the royal family being reptilians, and even Princess Diana, before she was supposedly killed, I'm not sure if she's still alive or not, it's a possibility, but she even said that the royal family is not human, and they have been connected strongly with pedophilia and pedophiles. Lord Mountbatten was a well-known pedophile, and of course the royal family were very close to Jimmy Savile and even knighted him. And he was, after his death, revealed to be a serial pedophile and even involved in necrophilia, which is just sickening. And as people have said, the Secret Service surrounding the royal family has to be absolutely sure about who people are, who are meeting with them. So it can't have been a secret about Jimmy Savile's nefarious activities. And if you're not familiar with Jimmy Savile, he was a famous DJ. He used to be one of the presenters of Top of the Pops, which was in my youth the go-to TV program for pop music. And he also had a show called Jim'll Fix It, where he had children write into him about things that they wanted to happen to them, you know, outings or treats or whatever it was. And it was through his access to these children that he committed sexual assault with them. And the BBC, whose channel he worked for, they covered this up for years, and even the law enforcement also refused, or failed, I should say, to investigate the allegations against him, and it only came out after his death. So he was never held accountable, well, certainly not in this life. I'm sure he's being held accountable in other dimensions. Now, people might say, you know, why should I be bothered about the British royal family? Well, you need to remember, or you need to understand, that the Crown has been controlling countries all around the world, and certainly the financial system and even the judicial system. Even in the US, lawyers become members of the bar, which is a British institution. It stands for British Accredited Registry. And of course, those of us who have been researching all this know that maritime law, which I believe originated in the UK or in Great Britain, as it was, is what is used in all the courts in the UK and the US. So there is a real impact, not only in the UK, about this series of strange happenings in the royal family. It also relates to the US and other countries as well. And we know from reports that the European royal family, or all royal families, I should say, are very much linked to pedophilia, Satanism, and even hunting parties of children and young people. So we've got to pray that all of this means that these satanic, evil people are being taken down. I do have some more insights into astrology around the royal family as well. And this was from a video on David Icke's channel, iconic.com. And it's a broadcast titled Monthly Celestial Forecast. And it has a panel of two astrologers, a numerologist, and a tarot card reader who also does readings on Chinese astrology. And what they were talking about, as I say, is the royal family. And what they're saying, and this is from George Lewis, the astrologer, georgehlewis.com is his website, says there is a flood of information about our reality. It's looking like the end of the status quo and birthing a new civilization. Princess Kate was last seen at Christmas and she had scheduled abdominal surgery and won't be seen until after Easter. George goes on to say that it looks like it might be a white hat operation to dismantle the institution that has kept people enslaved and enraptured. And he's talking about the worship of the royal family in the UK and in other countries like New Zealand, Australia, and Canada, where the Queen was, and King Charles now is, head of state there. So very much controlled by the crown. As an aside, there was a photograph posted on X which purported to be Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, in a car, and it looked absolutely nothing like her. So perhaps some of the rest of the information I'm going to share will actually make sense. George goes on, the collapse is happening. It's not a coincidence that we're seeing all these royal casualties. Slow destruction and dismantling of the system is being done slowly, calmly, and without fear. The Q operation of moving into a new era without the Civil War. Many thought William might be the Antichrist. The astrology is that William was born on a solar eclipse and the summer solstice, Kate on a lunar eclipse, which the two represent yin and yang. We're seeing a big galactic takedown. King Charles may abdicate soon, so Kate has to be fully controlled when William and Kate take the throne. Children of elite families are often in MK Ultra programs. When someone is not under control, they clone them. She'll come back, but it won't necessarily be the same person. And I would say King Charles isn't the same person. And I wonder if that photo of Kate might be perhaps a clone or a body double. This next commentary is by Zachariah Adil, who is the tarot reader and Chinese astrologist. King Charles may abdicate soon, so Kate has to be fully controlled when William and Kate take the throne. Children of elite families are often in MKUltra programs. When someone is not under control, they clone them. She'll come back, but it won't necessarily be the same person, which is interesting given the photo that was put out. Incidentally, I don't think King Charles is the same person. Anyway, continuing, They need to control the uncontrollable. Kate is double Virgo, born in the year of the rooster, which is Virgo, and born in the time of the rooster, which is also Virgo, like Beyoncé and Madonna. And we know they're involved in all the satanic rituals. The double Virgo is a prominent symbol of Semiramis, the wife of Nimrod. Now, Semiramis is known as the moon goddess and high priestess, and actually satanic moon goddess, he said. And Nimrod is the sun god, and that is William's astrological profile. He says it's not an accident, they're playing out their story again. The cover story regarding Kate is not a health issue. There's something bigger behind this. They're preparing for something big. So many things are happening at the same time, and it's all being prepared in advance. And then George comes back and says Operation Warp Speed was related to countering 5G rollout, not just the injections. When the media says, look here, we have to look there. The population is learning to do that as part of the Great Awakening. We are becoming sovereign rather than being subservient to a monarchy. And then Zachariah comes back and says the two, Will and Kate, that they put on the throne will be the last two of the monarchy. And also, I would say many people are saying that if William really is the son of Jacob Rothschild, he has no right to ascend the throne. He's not in the supposed royal bloodlines of the Windsors, who aren't really Windsors anyway. Anyway, carrying on. George then said the age of Pisces is the age of inversion, the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, controlling us through spiritual inversion and magical spells. 1913 saw the establishment of the Federal Reserve Board, one occult magic spell to indoctrinate the world in a taxation system. During the age of Pisces, we were deeply in confusion and separation from source, which is low frequency, and the low interpretation of the Piscean archetype. So I looked this up online, and I found realastrologers.com, and it says Jesus was born close to the beginning of the age of Pisces. Christians use the image or symbol of the fish to identify themselves. Astrologers associate Pisces with peace, compassion, and oneness with God. The flip side of Pisces is fear and blind faith. As the age of Pisces draws to a close, the worst traits of the sign are coming to the fore in a way that we can no longer ignore. And it's what I've been referring to as the Great Reveal. So this is very interesting that there are all these astrological signs that this satanic regime that has been controlling the world for millennia is actually being taken down, which is greatly reassuring, I'm sure you'll agree. I'm going to move on now to the State of the Union address given by Biden on Thursday night. I didn't watch it live because it was too late here in the UK. But I'm going to give you some views on that speech. There's absolute furore going on across social media because of Biden's demeanor and content of the speech as well. But before I do that, I just want to tackle something that's also gone viral. And this was a True Social post by Trump. And this was in his commentary that he posted during the speech itself. And the post said, the pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. And that was in quotation marks. You're welcome, Joe. 9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you. Now, people have leapt onto social media saying, oh my God, Trump is still supporting the vaccines. And what they don't realise is that Trump is a troll. Now, that first quote is actually verbatim what Biden said, not Trump. And people have missed that completely. Now, they don't realise that we're in an information war here, and Trump is a classic expert troller and baiter to get reactions from people who are really at fault in this whole scenario. And, you know, there are a few of us who are pointing this out. There are many people who are MAGA supporters who are saying, oh, my God, what's he saying this for? I'm not sure I can vote for him anymore. And he was the one who was promoting hydroxychloroquine and CDS, chlorine dioxide solution, which they accused him of saying inject bleach into yourself, which was ridiculous because CDS is not bleach. And he's referred to the vaccine in many cases, not meaning the vax, but actually meaning the therapeutics that he knows are effective. But people just won't read between the lines. They won't recognise that this is the art of war and this is 5D chess. And it's crazy how they all jump on the bandwagon of Trump is bad because he's still promoting the vaccine and it's all to do with his ego. Now, a man with a huge ego would not say, as he said in an interview many years ago, and this is not verbatim, I'm just giving you the general gist, was that sometimes he thinks it would be good to lose everything so that he would know who was for him and who was against him. And this is exactly what we've seen playing out. Don't these people realise that this is fifth generation warfare? And you just cannot take things literally because the man is working against huge forces that are trying to destroy him. So I just needed to inject that into this show because it makes me rather mad that people fall for the literal interpretation and not the cryptic interpretation, which he is famous for. Now, although I didn't watch the State of the Union Address live, I did watch Tucker Carlson's narrative about it after the broadcast. And he pointed out that President Biden ordered that protective fencing be erected around the US Capitol in advance of tonight's State of the Union Address, which is interesting considering he doesn't believe in walls on the southern border. And you know, we have to remember that Biden isn't the real Biden, and that's me saying that. The first statement, Trump is Hitler, then nothing about the US, straight on to Ukraine. And what I was seeing in the clip that he showed was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson nodding while Biden rants about Ukraine. And does that show whose side he's on? There are lots of people not happy with Mike Johnson and what he's doing in relation to the financial bills that are going through. And I believe the bill has been passed now. Biden promotes abortion, war and castration of trans children. Nothing about what Americans really care about. And Tucker said, in a fair election, Joe Biden can't win. Merrick Garland, Attorney General of the USA, during a speech in Selma, Alabama, said he was pro mail-in voting, drop boxes, and against voter ID requirements. And Tucker said requiring voter ID is racist. The Attorney General is advocating for voter fraud, said Tucker. Contrast that with the drive for a cashless society where you can't do anything without a bank account, credit card, which requires an ID. That's not racist. And Marjorie Taylor Greene shouted for Biden to acknowledge Lakey Riley, who was brutally murdered by an illegal alien in Georgia. And then Biden responded by mentioning her, but he called her Lincoln Riley and downplayed it by saying, killed by an illegal, but how many thousands are killed by legals? Disgraceful. And then later, when Biden was talking about keeping all Americans safe, a Gold Star dad interrupted Biden's speech, shouting out Abbey Gate relating to the Afghanistan withdrawal, in which his son, Lance Corporal Karim Nikowai, was killed during Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Kabul. And he was arrested for a misdemeanor of disrupting the proceedings. And if that isn't a sign of tyranny, I don't know what is. Of course, again, social media erupted in outrage at this, that the father of someone who served and died as an American serviceman should have been treated so despicably. Just beyond belief. Tucker had Victor Davis Hanson as a guest on this show, but I'm not going to cover what he said to Tucker. I'm going to jump to an article that was put out by Sasha Stone on his Substack, which is the text of an ex post that he put out. One angry Biden lie after another. A demagogic, fuming Biden gave another Phantom of the Opera speech, blasting conservatives for all the destruction that he has caused and has resulted in his own historic unpopularity. All too aware that he was confused and incoherent, his handlers felt that the antidote was to come out barking and bellowing at his imaginary enemies. Any never-Trumper who would vote for such a screeching maniac is suicidal. The Knights Nadir, Joe of the Hunter Biden Family Consortium, damned the money-grubbing rich who, quote, don't pay their fair share of taxes, end quote. All of this when his own son is now facing multiple felony counts for not paying any income tax at all. And Joe himself has received lots of family money without paying tax on such, quote, loan repayments, end quote. In truth, Biden gave the most livid State of the Union address in modern memory, a surreal teleprompted rant from a get-off-my-grass old man. At points, he started howling at the seated opposition and even called out Supreme Court justices. Determined not to reveal cognitive decline, Biden instead came late to the podium, shouting non-stop, grimacing in reptilian style for over an hour. If the planned Adderall-fueled screaming was to prove he was still alive, most would have preferred his drowsy incoherence. But mostly the speech was one of abject lies, as he either blamed all his disasters on others or claimed they were his greatest achievements. Deficits? Why does he think we have high inflation and high interest rates after he took office? The debt was $28 trillion when he came in, and now after just 3 years it is nearly $35 trillion and is now growing by $1 trillion every 100 days. At the current rate, a two-term Biden presidency would have, in aggregate, added $22 trillion more to national debt. Ukraine. Biden started out with Ukraine, not inflation, not the border, not crime. Does he remember he suspended military aid to Ukraine upon taking office? Does he know that Putin did not invade a neighbouring country in just one administration of the last four? Does he know why? Does he recall his humiliation in Afghanistan that green-lighted Putin? There are now 700,000 combined casualties in Ukraine, and so what is the plan to end our Verdun? Another six-month-long spring offensive against fortified lines? Abortion. Biden screamed that the Dobbs decision outlaws abortion and threatens women's lives when it allows any state to let its own people determine their own laws. Is Trump's plan to let the states decide and to favour a 16-week ban more sensible than Biden's abortion on demand that would allow some 5,000 to 10,000 partial birth or post 21 weeks abortions? Incidentally, I think it was at that point that he attacked the Supreme Court for their decision regarding Roe v. Wade. Anyway, continuing. The border. Do we remember Mayorkas bragging in detail how Biden rescinded all of Trump executive orders, he listed them by name, to destroy the border and let in 8 to 10 million illegal aliens? Biden campaigned on just that, calling on illegal aliens to, quote, surge the border. Inflation, it's up 17% since he took office. Prices of the stuff of life have risen 30%. Staple foods, fuel, appliances and care, shelter, mortgages, etc. January 6th, in Biden land, a buffoonish afternoon riot now trumps Pearl Harbor, or the 120 days of looting, rioting, violence, death and injury of summer 2020. Gaza, basically, Hamas murders, rapes, tortures and mutilates 1,200 Jews, takes 250 hostages, rapes and murders untold numbers of them, is shielded by civilians beneath mosques, schools and hospitals, and then the US blames Israel for retaliating. Biden cites bogus Hamas fatality figures and promises to build a US port on the Gaza coast to pour in massive aid to Hamas-controlled Gaza. This furious speech was a preview of the 2024 campaign. The Democratic nominee will run on abortion, January 6th, and the booming economy, hope left-wing prosecutors can bankrupt or incarcerate Trump, and ensure that in all the swing states, 70% of the electorate do not vote in person on election day. Now, there's a couple of points I want to make about this. The first one is related to Gaza. And I want to just emphasise the huge difference between the Jewish people, who are the population of Israel, and the Khazarian mafia, who are represented by people like Netanyahu, who is really committing genocide against the Palestinians, the civilians, not just the Hamas terrorists who committed the atrocities on October 7th. But there is evidence to suggest that the Israelis, or the Israeli military under the control of Netanyahu, actually knew this was going to happen and allowed it to happen to justify the attacks on the Palestinian population, even attacking and killing Palestinians gathered around the aid trucks that had been sent in. It's also worth noting that the majority of the Israeli population do not support Netanyahu and his actions against the Gaza Strip, and have actually called for his resignation. He's also been accused of crimes against humanity and genocide by other nations. And Trump is being accused of supporting Israel in all of this, when actually he's supporting the real Jews in Israel, not the Khazarian mafia. So you have to really look deeper into this situation and not just jump on the bandwagon of, oh, you know, Israel is justified in taking this action against the Palestinians. It's another psyop. The other point I want to make, and it relates to what I said at the start of this segment, was that Biden is not the real Biden. And this is more of a talking point than a conclusion, I have to say. And we've got two possible scenarios here. Knowing that Biden is not the real Biden, is he a deep state plant to replace the real Biden, who, according to some sources, is already dead and he was executed in 2018? Or is he being played by someone put in there by the White Hats? And if you think about that option, what this is doing is, again, part of the Great Reveal, that it's a strategy to expose the true nature of the deep state and the Democrat Party and the rhinos, to be frank, to impose a tyrannical government on not only the people of the US, but across the world, under the command of the WEF and the associated deep state organisations. Is it being used to wake more people up to the real nature of this administration and the people behind it? There are many people in the limelight, the elites so-called, from Hollywood and other places, that are still supporting Biden as if he's the best thing since sliced bread. But many of them, as we know, are probably controlled through blackmail and, you know, as Epstein's clients as well. So I'll leave you to ponder that. But to me, it seems very possible that this is all staged, as we know so many other things have been staged. You know, think back to that speech that Biden made in that red-lit set. And, of course, red is a symbol of Satanism. And he was backed by two Marines, which broke every protocol because it makes it look like a military state. And he was ranting in again in the style of Hitler. So I do believe that this is an exposure strategy, and hopefully more and more people will wake up to it and see the reality of what we're threatened by if Trump does not regain the White House in this year's presidential election. And what we're also seeing is a massive reveal of what has really happened with the COVID-19 democide. More and more reports coming out of excess deaths. And in the UK, there's a report by the Exposé that was published on the 6th. Breaking news, MP Andrew Bridgen summons head of Met, that's the Metropolitan Police, as a matter of urgency and has new disturbing and damning news. Andrew Bridgen has written to Sir Mark Rowley, Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, asking for an urgent meeting with him and Metropolitan Police detectives to discuss serious issues that have come to light regarding the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccination programme. Andrew Bridgen informs Rowley that this is a matter of importance for the well-being and safety of the British public, and has added that very disturbing new and damning news has recently come to light that will be revealed and discussed at the meeting. Andrew Bridgen says that the COVID inquiry team had told him that if criminality is suspected, then it is a matter for the police. As we know, and as Andrew Bridgen says, there is evidence of criminal activity at the highest levels of the UK government, including British Prime Minister and his financial links to Moderna, and this will be presented. There are very serious criminal offences, wrote in the letter. These include misconduct in public office, misfeasance in public office, manslaughter, gross negligent manslaughter, gross corporate manslaughter, fraud, murder, and grievous bodily harm, as well as conspiracy to commit and aiding and abetting the aforementioned crimes. And there are 15 people that will be giving evidence at this meeting, including several of the doctors who have been speaking out about this, and also investigative journalists, a whistleblower, and a retired police officer. So it definitely seems like the dominoes are starting to fall. We're seeing in real life that all these crimes are starting to be exposed, and the astrological readings are really backing this up in terms of what has already been exposed and what is due to happen in the coming months in 2024. And as I've said many times, I believe this year is the year of the great boomerang. So bring it on, I say. So that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. Thank you to Nancy for producing and to Derek Condit for sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. You can find him at mysticalwares.com, where he has a wonderful range of shungite products and other metaphysical goodies. And just as a reminder, you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. So until next time, stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality. A production of CosmicReality.com.